So remember, I started this journey of 30 days talking about hashtag off work travel and hashtag on work travel. And I want to circle back to that. So it's like 31 degrees here in Costa Rica. And the time zone, it's GMT minus 6, so it's like 3:30. So in Eastern Standard, that'd be like 5:30. What I did before I boarded the plane was I set the status in my Slack to indicate that where I was. I also let all the people, business to business, projects, agents, whatever, know where I was and that I wasn't going to be working. If that was the, so there's nothing is going to start that requires my attention directly, especially with new projects, because you know there's so many new design projects and it requires a lot of attention in the beginning. But that's what I'm saying about the operator and the owner. So the operator for me is the design, but I can turn that on and off based on the projects, right? As long as I equate. Now, as far as finding people to do design with me, well, that's the whole game. That's why we're building this huge team. Anyway, geez, it's hot. So now what I did was set the away status in Slack, turned on out of offices, corrected some of the copy and some of the bots, just made sure everything was taken care of. The out of office for the Jason at is a bot. And obviously the whole email address is a function, so it's a bot. And I just basically tell everybody where I am and then go into Calendly. Sorry, I forgot about that. So I go into Calendly and I make sure it's in the right time zone just in case I do want to have availability when I'm traveling, etc. This time I just blocked it all off. Here's the deal. You don't not have to work when you travel. But you want to find out a way to have that luxury. And I like state all the time, automatic technologies are there for a reason. And I look at how much is happening. Like if I can think about how much is happening in the automated method while I'm gone, you know, to another place, this remote work, there's nothing stopping me from opening my computer if I had to, but I don't want to. This is a little different. This is tripod. You know, an iPhone, this is pretty easy. But in terms of like engaging certain things, no, I'm here, it's a wedding, family, it's all that, it's all the good stuff. So I'm not gonna waste time on my computer. But I did set it up that way. So like I said, I can understand why people are operators inside their business at times, but you shouldn't be an operator inside your business all the time if that's what you don't want, because it stops the flow if you're unavailable, right? And then also you have to be available for this professionalism while you're away, quote unquote, remote. You don't want that. Don't check your phone. You know, like allot the time to do it. Let the team know when you're gonna be made available. And if there's like some sort of urgency, it better be a goddamn like massive fire, you know, that like totally affects the financial pipeline of the business. But anyway, I digress. So I just wanted to talk about what I set, you know, what Jason sets, so that he can do the, you know, whatever he wants somewhere else. Now, think about that. Think about where I am. Think about all the planning and think about whatever it is you're doing in or on your business. Because it doesn't require as much attention if you turn on all the automation. If you turn on all the automation, it's so much better. It's like, I think, well, this is who I'm going to be speaking to out there, is it's multi-business owners that are just used to be and probably still are to this day BlackBerry addicts, where micromanagement is email. Setting the, like making, managing expectations of the team is just like an out of office, and you're like, I'm not going to be available, but I will be because I'm an addict and I will check my BlackBerry every 30 seconds. And that's how you maintain business, a relationship with your business. You know, and you have to be that user. That operator becomes a user of all the utilities in your workflow because you're part of it. So figure out those ways out of those workflows. That's it. That's basically where we've come in this conversation of 30 plus one day or whatever. I can't, and I don't know what else to say, because the people that the automated method is marketing to, the businesses, like I said, you want to own it, not operate in it. But practically, you need to know all these things so that you're not afraid to exit. That's the whole goal, right? And it's like for me, if I'm like story branding and using this for marketing, I don't want to fight with an operator, right? The team doesn't want to fight with an operator. We want to build these businesses so they're super, you know, they take care of themselves and then insert human here, as I always say, where necessary. And then, so if you look at it in the past, it's like I've kind of had to bend some of the messaging to like be inclusive to people that I would say shouldn't be customers, candidates, or clients of the automated method, because it's not for you. It's not for you. You know, if you like to manipulate data, bookkeep without automatic technologies, generate reports, and really just be so deep in it, then this isn't for you. Then the services that the automated method offers is not for you. It's that easy now, right? Like you could listen to these 31 podcasts, 15 minutes approximately. I do talk a lot, and just go through each one of them systematically. Tried to keep it, you know, so that there was a story. There's so much practical knowledge there. There's so much practical knowledge there. And it's just those little pieces that can move you out of the business. And now, look at like where I am. Here, you want to see? This is what I've decided. We've decided, like in terms of how family works with what I do, is we want to travel. We want to be nomadic, but have HQs and have places to go. And we can. That's the whole idea. But like, not taking advantage of all the things that I know would be stupid, because there's still revenue. It's still great for story. You know, things keep evolving. It just keeps getting faster and more automatic and humanless. So that's where we are now. But I do want to reiterate that bending to the consumer or the client that just doesn't want half of the stuff that we offer, whether they're like, remember, I say this all the time. This is the excuse. Well, we're all there already. You know, like either that means your office, you go to it. You have an office in your, like there's a room in your office, you'll call your office, and you have to have that because that's where you feel like you're focused and you are contributing to the business. Whatever that is, right? That everything that I'm talking about may not apply to you because you know, you're gonna have that excuse, well, I'm there already. Or like, you know, I have my mobile, like my smart device, so I can check it. And you know, as long as I check it enough, I don't need any of this stuff, right? Because if I check it enough, and whatever that formula is for you to check, be part of your workflow, be part of your team in some way, you don't realize that they might rely on you as much as you're relying on them for the time response delay, whatever, that like shortening that bandwidth transmission. And so you might be off for 4 hours doing something like I'm doing right now, and then but someone needed your attention like 5 seconds after you signed off. So you inhibit the workflow too. See what I'm saying? That's like a big thing. Just because you're jumping in and jumping out at your leisure doesn't mean it's efficient. You're probably making it less, you are making it less efficient because you're not able to respond exactly when your team requires your attention. But you'll put them you'll put them away from you for a period of time because you can't, because you own the business. That's what you'll say. But is it efficient? No. That's why you gotta have a better workflow. That's where the automatic technologies come in. You see what I'm saying here? So that's who I'm speaking to right now. And then when I get back to Toronto, I'm gonna do this more often and talk about more specific things, but you know, get more practical and open up the podcast to have more conversations, because I do understand there's a lot to learn. A lot of people need to learn want to learn a lot more, especially specific industries, you know, where they feel like there's no way out. There's no way you could do it another way. That's another thing that I hear constantly. There's no other way to do it. I'm like, well, you're not in a perfect ecosystem first, okay? Like, I've said this before, I'm gonna say it again. Is this square peg round hole causes you to buy human time. This square peg round hole will work, sort of. But you need to get your business into the perfect ecosystem of everything that will, so that all the cables are just hanging out the back, ready to plug into anything in the future, or ready to plug in anything that comes, you know, anything that evolves in technology. But having to retrofit that later, or having to retrofit that now, is what you're going to do is you're going to excuse yourself from that process because it's too complicated and it's too much work, because you never migrated to the ecosystem. So you're going to, that's a whole other story. So what you're going to do is you're going to rely on the simple tools that are already at your disposal you've been using already, which is why I hate Microsoft Excel. Because like export, manipulate those files and those, say you store it in OneDrive, I don't care, but you already have it there. And you're like, well, I can just keep doing that. I'm like, yeah, but have you calculated how much you're actually doing? Chances are no, but your excuse will come up again. I'm here already. And that's just how I do it, and it works. I can't be part of that conversation anymore because it's ridiculous. And just one example, and I'm gonna sign off here. Project that we're currently working on, we haven't even reached the auto, you know, dashboarding stage yet. And even before we get there, just the simplicity of auto, like whatever KPI, whatever analytics, whatever is something that you, first off, we'll connect you with the consultant that can help you develop the right metrics, analytics, and KPI for each of the corporate areas, for anything in your industry. That's the easy part. If you're not skilled enough to know those for your industry, they can be found out generically, and then you can kind of apply that to what you have. Maybe you already have your own. That's great. But here's the best part. Before even getting to like an API dashboard, before we're not even there yet, simple time-based PDF email reports. That's possible right now before the actual API dashboard connection. So if you see this, what we are doing now is we're just looking at all the team members, what they're generating, what they're manipulating inside Excel, you know, and then replicating it inside the platform. And then having the platform do like an automated scheduled send off of a PDF at the same time every day or multiple times in the day to multiple team members or the team as a whole. That's it. You know how much time that's gonna save? And we haven't even gotten to like where you could just check the dashboard instead of looking at your email. Because like, remember, one of the concentration points I like to say is avoiding email at all costs, right? Avoiding it at all costs. Having a dashboard is way better because you don't have to accidentally emotionally engage in the inbox, right? That's why I always say channel your email addresses, because if you have, if everybody send to you at whatever your company name is .com, when you go and look, it's so unfiltered for you probably that you'll see the other emails in the inbox, and you can't not become instantly emotionally engaged in the inbox. So you know that the email's there that has the PDF attached to it that you need to see right now to make executive decisions or just calm yourself about some sort of whatever the status of your business is, right? It'll be sandwiched in between another 5 emails you'll see on your screen, and the 3 in the top and the 2 below when you're scrolling may emotionally engage you, right? They may. And who knows, each one of them could be a lot more severe than, so which one do you choose? Are you gonna choose them all? Have you ruined your day? Have you ruined your day by engaging your inbox? That's why you wanna have channeled email addresses or a dashboard. So let's say, for example, the channel-based would be like reports at, you know, the company. And maybe you're one of the only people that has that email, and that's what gets from the platform, sends you these PDFs before dashboard reports once, twice, 3 times a day. I don't care. And that's all you need to see. So you don't have to go look in another inbox. You see what I'm saying here? There's so much gold. Anyway, Costa Rica, and this is the automated method, man. This is the perfect business by the automated method.